Hello and welcome to Forensic Diaries, featured by the Forensic Times. I'm Martina Matthew, your host for today's episode. Today, we'll discuss a case which showed that the greed for money is the root for the evil. The infamous Chaco murder case of 1984 that continues to be a black mark on the image of Kerala police. The case of the most wanted criminal in Kerala, Sukumarakurup, who left the Kerala police in a state of anxiety for more than 30 years. Sukumarakurup was employed in a Gulf country when a greedy thought flourished in his mind for becoming fabulously rich overnight. So beginning with the story, it was the day of 22nd January 1984. A bypasser noticed an ambassador car burning in the fields of Cheryanad in Alappuzha district. When the locals arrived the spot, they found a body charred to death. The deceased was initially identified to be Sukumarakurup. Initially, the police did not suspect any foul play as it was meant to be an accident. It was later found that some irregularities were present in the case. The police, on the way of their investigation, found some traces of burnt hair in the car shed of the house of the deceased, which was collected and sent for further examination, which included neutron spectroscopy. The neutron spectroscopy results concluded that the burnt hair particles matches with the hair profile of the dead body found in the car. So moving with the test results, it was found that the body was of a person named Chaco, who was a film representative. Police records stated that the murder was plotted by Sukumarakurup, who took motivation from a crime took place in Germany. It was found that the crime was allegedly committed to seize a large insurance amount. As the investigation proceeded, it was revealed that Sukumar and his fellow mates went looking for a dead body. Since a body with same morphological structure as of Sukumar was not accessible, they advanced on the way of murder. On January 21, they found a similar person whose name was Chaco and offered him a lift. On the way, they spiked his drink and brought him to a place where they burnt his face and made him wear the dress of the accused to twist the identity. He was later found to be dead in the driver's seat of the blazed car. The way out strategy of Kurup might be to go outside India and to live there till his family gets the claimed amount. This case brought claims handling into focus and helped insurance companies in India formulate a robust claims process. The forensic evidences in the case were unearthed by forensic expert Dr. B. Umadatan, who was a professor in Alleppey Medical College. It was him who untangled the secret behind the case, which would have been closed primarily stating accidental death. Umadatan, who conducted post-mortem, came to the conclusion that Chaco was poisoned and his face and hair were burnt elsewhere, not inside the car. He found that there were no residue of charcoal in his respiratory tracts and lungs, which should have been present if the victim was alive when the car caught fire and died in blazes. It was also found that there were traces of poison in his stomach. The other clues included the petrol stains on the car parts and a glove left abandoned near the car. There were many testimonies, which included one of the men in the petrol pump who said that on January 21, he sold 10 liters of petrol to one among the accused, and the thing to be noted was that the car in which they went to collect petrol was the same car which was found in fire a day after. The other testimony was given by the man in the medical shop who told to have sold a pair of gloves to the first accused. The other was a person who owned a tea shop in front of the theater in which Chaco worked, stated that he saw Chaco getting into a car and thereafter never saw him. Though the witness does not notice The number of the car, he pointed out one special feature of the car, that it had fitted flashlight on the rear side of the car, and this statement matched with the structure of the car in which he was later found dead. Since the main accused, Sukumara Kurup, was not caught, the case charge sheet was charged without him, as the accused and his brother-in-law and driver were held as the first and second accused. The wife of Kurup and her sister was also being interrogated and was held as the third and fourth accused in the case, but they were later acquitted from the court. The learned sessions judge convicted the first and second accused of murder, criminal conspiracy, and destruction of evidence, and they were sentenced to lifetime. According to sources, the accused was last seen near Santa Cruz Airport in Mumbai. Even in 2010, a vigil was kept outside his house during his son's wedding, but he never came and remained untraced till now. After the case in 1984, more than 30 people in Kerala and more than 100 people in India were caught who had a look-alike structure of Kurup, but none of them turned out to be him. The case was even brought to the attention of the central government and the Interpol. Chako's wife had to work very hard to seek justice for her husband. As of 2020, the victim's wife has said that she had forgiven the culprits and made peace with God. Chako, an ordinary man who was killed just because he had a physical resemblance with the culprit, is the best example to show that as long as greed is stronger than compassion, there will always be sufferings. And with this, we have reached the end of the podcast. If you liked it, do share it. And if you wish to connect with us, mail us at theforensictime@gmail.com. Till then, stay connected, stay safe, and keep listening to Forensic Diaries. Goodbye.